Malanga, let's shift focus now. I have the Speaker of the African National Congress in the Kharzibande region of our province. That's Xolani Shozi. He's my guest, following one of their councillors being alleged of being apprehended by the police and subsequently having appeared in the magistrate court. And it's very interesting how that plays. Many people are now calling for the step aside in that local municipality, but maybe let's find out from the ANC where are they in that conversation. Speaker, good evening. Really appreciate you making time. Where are you in the conversation, and how much do you know as the ANC? Does this incident then warrant a step aside?
No. Thank you very much, Musa, and greetings to yourself and the listeners of the Rise FM. Where we are as the ANC, you would know that our entry point is the organization into the municipalities where we have our deployees is through the Office of the Chief Whip. So where we are, it just remains a rumor for us. However, we are waiting for a Chief Whip to finish us with a report of what has transpired with regards to the councillor that is alleged to have discharged a firearm in public. So we are just waiting for the Chief Whip before we can process the matter internally. Of course, you would know if a councillor of the organization is found to be wanting legally, then the processes of step aside will have to kick in. But where we are currently, we are still awaiting the Chief Whip of the municipality to finish us with a report of what may have transpired. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Speaker, what about then the fact that this councillor, alleged councillor, has since been also on release of a 1,000 rand bail? Doesn't that then also obviously to a large extent want to have the ANC speed up, you know, this particular report, because already this councillor is registered by the courts, registered by the police station? What sort of then further report are you still looking for if the courts have already pronounced themselves? Is there maybe a different outcome or incident report that you're anticipating would emerge?
No. We have to be guided organizationally by the Chief Whip providing us a report. See, at this point, we were not aware. We were just hearing through grapevine that there is such an incident. Until such a time that the Chief Whip, while working, of course, with our convener of the employees as in the RTIP report, only then we will be in the position to act. But for now, we are just hearing about this on the media platforms that there is such an incident. We have directed our convener in that sub-region to look closely into the matters. Very soon, she should be able to present a report, of course, having a detailed report from the Chief Whip of what exactly has transpired. And then only then will we, as the ANC in the region, act on those allegations.
Yeah. Before I let you go, are you also talking to your partners in the in that council of governing? I'm aware that the ANC declared a vacancy in Ward 14, and now yet again you have another ward councillor. Obviously it's a hung council. These issues tend to have somewhat of an impact into the relationship you enjoy with the partners of the ANC in the governing big local municipalities. Are you also keeping your partners appraised with some of these developments?
No. With regards to the recent incident, the one that you are mentioning, we have not processed it as an organization. However, on the other issue of the vacancy, yes, we are in talks with our partners, those that we are governing that municipality. This one will have to process it first internally. Then we will take a discussion with our governing partners in that municipality.
Yeah, without a doubt. Speaker, I really appreciate your time and all the best in the work you do.
No, thank you very much, Musa, and thank you for the opportunity. We will be available for further comments once the matter has been processed internationally.
Yeah. He's the Speaker of a certain municipality, but tonight he was talking to us about efforts of the ANC, and I tend to say speaker because I'm used to him being a speaker, but nonetheless, Xolani shows he's the spokesperson for the ANC in the region of Kharzibande. I really appreciated him availing himself in such a swift moment there. You on Rise.
Opinions built with minutes with Musa Kosana.
Indeed, it is Rise of 60 minutes, 4 before the top of the hour. Let me focus swiftly and then still in Governor Mbeki. I have Ntokozo Mthembu of the Governor Mbeki Fest, is a non-profit organization. They've also reacted into the ANC ward councillor, who happens to be an MMC in the municipality, who's since been alleged of having fired a firearm. And these details are sketchy. Some say directly to the police officials. Some say he just fired it into the air. Maybe let's understand from the perspective of Governor Mbeki first. How best do they deem of this incident? Ntokozo also joins us on the line. Babu Mthembu, good evening. Really appreciate you making time. What do you make of these alleged acts of the councillor? And I'm more interested on why do you call it a bogus bail?
Sorry about that, Mr. Skosana. Thanks for having me. Yeah, Ntokozo Mthembu here, spokesperson for GMF. That's government business first. Firstly, there's a few things that I need to put into consideration regarding the matter. The allegations against the said MMC. We need to make it clear to the listeners and the public that our statement emanates from a published report by a local newspaper. That was last week, Friday. It is then we gathered and reacted to the matter as an NPO organization. We need to put it into highlight or to into practice, looking at the incident scene where the incident took place. The matter involves the member of the mayoral committee, that's number one, a very high profile in the local government. Number two, there was firearm involved in the matter. Number three, it happened at a nightclub, allegedly, as it was reported in the newspaper. That is, in engaging with the firearm in a public space, we find it to be very disturbing as an organization, considering that the member, the aforesaid mentioned member, the name is still not been given to the public or to us until the matter has been, in court. So,
let me just come in there. Apologies. Did the councillor receive bail or not? Because if the councillor received bail, we should be talking about the name now, because it's only on the process of court for them to appear before the court. That's why the name is kept secret. But you are also alleging that there's been a bogus bail. So if a bail is paid out, then his name should be out.
According to the first report on Friday, he later the update at 1800 by Friday from the local newspaper. He read that he received bail. So the term bogus, it comes from what he read earlier, and later the bail was granted while the member was not charged. So it's kind of dodgy. We find it kind of, how do I put it? Let me put it to you in a way that you can easily understand. Number one, earlier report ET, Umlisa Ubanjiwe, Agaga charge. 1800, Kuvela statement, ACT, he has received bail. So the latest ones that in that said incident, it is reported so we find it very kind of disturbing, Chief, even those injuries were abandoned December Guti Babasmel Imparati. And as it stands, we want to see accountability in this matter as an organization. We all know that no one is bigger than the law.
Yeah.
And we shall ensure that the advocate the matter at hand. All we need is to see the outcome of the transparency in the government.
Yeah, I see.
We want to find an analogy because it cannot be Ugoti. It was reported with Mila Uta attended to the F9.
Yeah.
And as it stands, he updated if he told Uta appear a court today. So he had to stay up and then to Ugoti. Kuzaganja and Ugoti, 72 hours later, Umlisa Luna appear a court. And the man who gave them would call Umundo Lemel. So who called into that we believe. We feel what I have that to be the case. We are going to find another.
Yeah. So, just before I let you go, you and I have exhausted our time. Which MMC is this?
We don't know, Chief. For Ita Malaga Pumanga is yet. It's only allegations for now. So we would also like to know who to ban and MMC.
Yeah.
And what we need to emphasize is that Lomuntu Lona is a public figure and a member of the MMC. So we cannot remove you until the case has been heard in court. And then all the processes have been followed.
Okay, because earlier you cited a public publication, who do you say it is?
According to the report from the newspaper, which the incident is at the Laguna Club.
Yeah.
Late at night on Thursday. And the member was apparently apprehended on a Friday.
Okay.
So the first statement says, Ubanjo on a Friday, and then later, Wawalo was an official. He updated 1800 in the evening.
Yeah.
So the question would be, he caught it just to run until 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
We told Ganjani bail, who was the person responsible in giving the bail in a court of law after hours?
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of sketchy details around this matter, but we hope that tomorrow I'll try and have the executive mayor as possible. And many others from that local municipality. In fact, the ANC have committed that they are waiting for a report from their chief whip. Maybe let's also wait for all those entities to be furnished with the right details. And I know my colleagues have been tracking the police. Even the police have not been forthcoming with all the details around this. But yeah, really appreciate your time and all the best in the work you do.
Yeah, no, so I'm traveling along. I've been made public. I've been out of the loop. It's full of words indeed. For interest sake, yes, sir.
This public thing. That was something there for governing the test. Very interesting views coming from that side of town.
Yeah.
Very interesting developments in governing the these days. Hey, Menza and Coven, this public here for the evening. We want to appreciate you having lent us your ears. Zabao Bao Zuman Tokomela Nohanan to Tubas, and even to go to Canada.